You've got a secret bonus point.
Two. Hello and welcome to episode 70 of 2-Piece Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Man, when we get to 100 podcasts, that's going to be weird. I mean, 100 comics was one thing, but...
Because it's funny, because when we did my old podcast, kind of said like, you know, hopefully it won't be your last that you do.
Yeah, 100 later.
It's like, yeah, here we go. You know, if you were to look in your crystal ball, I guarantee you would have said like, oh, I'm definitely going to be doing 70 podcasts.
If somebody told me that, I'd say, okay, I am taking Ray out of my phone and we're not communicating anymore, because that does not sound like fun. It just wasn't.
They'd be like, but you don't have to do any of the work though, so it's okay. Like, oh, phew. Yeah, sure.
Oh, so I just have to talk to Ray. Cool, no problem.
All right. Well, you want to get started?
Let's do it.
What should we hit up first? Topic of the week or comic talk?
Well, let's just go for it. I think everyone knows what the topic's going to be.
Yes. Dewey's Adventure 2. Rainbow, I don't know how many of you guys... Never mind. I'm sorry. No, actually, we're going to be talking about Sonic and the Black Knight.
Well, this should be... I just was saying to you earlier, this should be interesting since, as far as I know, neither of us have played the game. Is that true still?
That is correct.
Okay, cool. So you haven't...
That was a breath of relief for you right there, right?
Yeah, I was worried you could be like, yeah, I bought it and I've beaten it 3 times. I collected all the super secret Chaos Emeralds and maxed out every stat. Oh, okay. So you played it once or twice. Cool.
Aren't you proud of me, though? I mean, this is a day...
I am. But here's the thing. People are calling on you to now just pick it up and play it.
Yeah, I know.
Because they want your opinion.
Right. That's a good point, too, because what would Ray think, right? I mean...
You almost have to play it now. I agree
with you guys. 3.9 from IGN is ridiculous. I already know that game is better than a 3.9. That's clear to me.
Well, if it's as bad as Sonic and the Secret Rings...
Which they gave like a 7, remember?
So is the mistake giving Secret Rings a 7 or giving Black Knight a 3.9?
I think both. I think they're both.
They should both be lower.
I mean, like, here's the thing. I have like a Sonic radar, okay? Mm. Some people have like
gaydar.
I have a Sonic radar, all right? And so when I watch a preview of like Sonic and the Black Knight, I'm watching it, I'm just like, I'm just not digging this. This just isn't for me. And that's very sad to say, but it really, for me, it comes down to like, what do I want to support?
On the principle of the thing, right?
On the principle. And on top of that, I am not that big into medieval stuff. If I see medieval stuff, it generally just turns me off. Mm. Like, Lord of the Rings, you know what? They were great movies, but just not for me. Mm. Like, it just doesn't hold my interest as well as it does other people. There's just something about sword and shields and bow and arrows and stuff that are just like, you know what? It's just... Nah, no thanks. Actually, that's the third problem. I have no time to play games right now. I have not played a video game in, like, at least a month and a half.
Wow.
Which is crazy, but it's the truth, because like, I've just been so bogged down with side projects and working, and I've just been amazed. I'm like, I haven't turned on my Xbox in forever. What's going on?
Yeah, I keep checking your gamer tag. I'm like, okay, gamer score. I'm like, all right, has he finally surpassed me after, you know, only owning the thing a few months? But yeah, you really haven't been on.
I haven't moved.
I haven't been on much either, but I have been playing Braid a little bit, so... I probably have a little bit more playing time under my belt recently.
It's just weird. It's like I'm on a different stage of my life right now. Mm. The stage where video games
Welcome to my world.
Seriously. Yeah, I'm not even married.
Yeah, oh boy.
Or so you think.
Dun, dun, dun. Another soap opera here, Ray. Well, here's the thing about this setting. I personally think... the storybook series or whatever, you know, the fact that they're calling it a series is scary, but you know, both of those games are, it's a little bit of a cop out to just say, let's throw them in a pre-existing mythology and kind of just rip it off, but throw Sonic in there, because that just gives something different that we can do that people haven't seen yet. Not necessarily making sense for Sonic,
right,
but it'll just do
it.
It's
just something different, yeah. And I mean, I could understand it more with Secret Rings, because it was like, this is the only game that's going to do that, was how it felt, you know? Like, this is just something very strange and different. But now it's like a series. I'm like, no, I don't want this. It was cool for one game, but I don't want to continue. And now they're making the same mistakes. Like, oh, let's add in more characters, and let's make you play as those characters. And
well, it's like, even with, say, I mean, it's okay to change settings, like Mario going into space. That was a different thing. But they made it a very unique, engaging experience with the way you walk around planets and everything like that. Like,
yeah, it was still very much a Mario game. Like,
it was just
totally classic Mario 64 with a slight twist to it. With this one, every video I see is Sonic running straight forward, moving slightly to the left or the right, and then slashing his sword as he goes through enemies a lot. And it doesn't remotely be... It doesn't seem like a Sonic game to me. And that's one of the problems I have with it. I'm just like, no, like, Secret Rings was at least like a different style of Sonic that made sense for Sonic. It's a different view using the Wii remote. And now it's like, okay, now we're just going off the wall here with ideas. And I can understand the idea of running and slashing with the Wii remote. You know, that makes sense, but just not for... It's no longer a Sonic game at that point. It's just become something much different. Here's the thing. I watched some videos of it, so I got to see, like, the end boss and stuff, okay? Like, spoiler alert, you turn gold and you fight a giant monster. Who would have thought, right?
Wow, that's like, never happened before.
Yeah,
in a
I'm
Sonic
like, this
game.
Is just, like, this is retarded. I'm watching Sonic as a knight in golden armor with a big sword fighting some monster. I mean, could you imagine 10 years ago being told that would, like, just shown that as, like, this is going to happen? And it's like, oh, what the heck happened to this character? Like, it's just not remotely Sonic at all. It's just some creepy mutation of a Sonic that fans seem to enjoy now. It's weird. I just can't grab onto that.
I don't know. I just don't understand why people still like him.
Sonic?
I mean, I know a lot of fans
still like him.
Yeah, but
you want to take this outside?
Yeah, let's take it outside. I mean, I just see too many people in forums like, "Oh, that looks so cool. I can't wait." Really? You can't wait for this game?
Okay, well, here's this.
These must be people that only play Sonic games. That's all I can think of. I mean, you must not know what real video games are like.
Okay, this was going to be my Black Doom Award, all right? So I'm going to cue some music up right now. We'll get to yours later. But this is my problem. This is my Black Doom Award. All the people who love that stuff in a Sonic game. I mean, it's not so much the people that can put up with it and be like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's the people that say comments like this that I see on YouTube videos, such as, yeah, I'd love to see Mario come up with anything to match that. Sonic rules forever. Love the boss music.
Wow.
And holy, that was awesome. And wow, this is Sonic's best super form ever.
Oh my gosh.
And Sega really has a talent for making final bosses, huh? And heck yes, all hail Sir Super Sonic.
who is this person with all these different usernames? Because it must be the same.
Like, that stuff depresses me when I read it, because I'm like, oh my gosh, people really like this. That just
They have a real knack for boss battles, like the Rock'em Sock'em Robots last time, right? Oh, wow.
But I think my favorite quote was, I don't understand what exactly is the moral of the game, but apparently it has to do something with, like, things have life and death, and you can't just make things go on forever, is, like, the moral of it. And you need to be able to, like, enjoy the loss, basically. Like, you need to be able to enjoy death as much as life, essentially. And so Sonic says something... So basically Sonic says something like that, and
Sonic says? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
S-E-Z.
And someone left a comment that was like, and Sonic's right. What is good of a world that never ends? We all have to pass on someday.
Wow, the philosopher Sonic, right?
Which is equivalent to somebody playing Sonic Heroes and being like, yeah, that's right, guys. Like, we do need to show the power of teamwork. You know that?
See, now I'm scared for the real world, not just for Sonic's
just
work.
For Sonic. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I can see a throng of people wearing Sonic the Hedgehog hats and, you know, going around spouting off his lines. But, well, I'd like to change gears a little bit here and say, what is your prediction for the next setting of the Sonic Storybook series?
Well, we've had Arabian Nights.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good. We've had
no,
Medieval and Arabian Nights. And I want some of our readers to leave some comments about
this,
too.
Yeah, yeah, give us
this
your
could
suggestions.
Be fun.
Do you know yours?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to say Sonic's going to be a mermaid. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Underwater.
I think it's
going to
be like a sea adventure.
It could be, oh, he finds the lost city of Atlantis.
Well, there you go.
That's
the one.
It.
That's the one.
Now, how do you, but would the whole thing be
That's no storybook, people. That's real life.
would the whole thing be him swimming and having to find air bubbles the whole level?
Yeah,
and,
no, you'd have a tail now. Like, you'd have like a mermaid tail, and you'd have to kind of whip the Wii remote to go faster.
I really hope nobody from Sega is listening to this, because they'll do it. I'm telling you, they'll do it.
At least I'd get a job, right? I mean, they'd hire me up and be like, dude, this guy's great ideas. And I could all trick him into making a good game. See how that works?
But they'll see through your plan. Well, my guess is Old Testament. Absolutely.
There you go.
Think about it. The parting of the Red Sea.
Yeah.
Just Sonic running really fast and making a path. There's so many possibilities. I don't, you know.
Oh my gosh.
But
I mean, I think it's just weird. I mean, I saw a clip and Sonic's like I guess his sword wasn't quite like as strong as it used to be, and Sonic's like, "Huh, not the sharpest tool in the shed, huh?"
Oh gosh.
I'm like, I don't want to play this. I'm sorry. And then having every character talk to him, you know, like, why art thou not such and such,
oh,
whatever.
Geez.
You know, it's like
that would get really, really tiring.
Everything.
And what the sword's called, like Caliburn or something
Caliburn.
Like that?
Yeah, it's called Caliburn. And
but I thought it had an N at the end, Caliburn.
Oh, I think you're right. I think it is Caliburn. Yeah.
Which is really stupid.
But guess this. Get this. When he becomes supersonic, oh my gosh. His sword becomes Excalibur. Did you see that coming?
Wow. I didn't think that would happen.
Richard Aguirre, I mentioned that to him. He's like, why would a sword have a superpower? Like, have a super mode?
Because it can.
Well, when it turns gold, what else is it going to be? I mean, come on.
Right. Oh, wow. And it does talk, right? But not like Chip
It does.
Something?
Yeah, it talks like an old knight. Like...
Mm. That's kind of disappointing, actually.
My power
as bad
is
as it,
yeah, whatever. I can't do the voice, but...
As bad as it would have been to have, you know, the big cartoony eyes and
it does
and
have
big
a face
mouth.
On the sword. I think it has a face.
Okay.
It has something on it.
I was really looking forward to something over the top, because...
I know.
It would be so bad it's good, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
well, they
hey,
talk
Sonic. Use
and
me
then,
to so slash the enemies.
Yeah, and so that'll bring us to our comic this week, which was Sonic and the Black Knight, comic number 108. And one of the things I was thinking about was, like, maybe we should have the sword say something about the Black Knight, you know? Like here we have the Black Knight, who's basically defenseless, and I have the sword be like, do you need help coming up with a tip, Sonic? Like, I can give you a clue. Are you still having trouble?
That would be great. Probably not in that context.
Right,
but
not
as
in
a
the
bonus,
comics
bonus
context.
Bonus comic
right, exactly.
Or something.
I mean, having him show up
10 minutes later.
Do a barrel geez. Roll. So
but
the comic.
Went,
yeah, the comic went relatively well, I'd say.
I thought it would be more of a niche thing that people would be like, oh, I don't really remember this, or I've never seen that movie. Cause it's a little bit of an older movie. I know it's really popular, but, you know, I just never know what people will latch on to. And honestly, I forgot that he was even called the Black Knight. I just remember that scene from
Yeah, I didn't know that was his name either.
Yeah, so I was really worried about that reference too, and then but when I looked up the YouTube video to get a line that he would say, and I saw that it was like 2-3 million people have seen that right. scene on YouTube. I'm like, right. yeah, I think we're okay. I think we'll be all
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I was never really worried about it, yeah. Now, what was yeah. our... Did we have a different joke for this week originally with Sonic and the Black Knight? It was something else.
Yeah, we've had a couple thoughts.
Now, the week before, we were thinking about doing like a Game & Watch comic. Should I bring that up?
With Octomom?
Right, right. Yeah, he's, you know, the octopus Game & Watch thing, except it would be like the Octomom and like... You'd,
with 8 babies.
Right, with 8 babies, yeah. And so you'd have to, like, dive underneath her and grab the money or whatever because you need
be
to pay her with
payers.
Your tax dollars or whatever. Right? We were just going
It
off.
Was really funny, but
it was.
I don't think it would have worked.
No.
Oh, man. But, yeah, we've done a few political jokes here, and we'll soon... We do that too often.
Oh, we'll... I remember what our comic was, our original idea for this week. Here, I'll read the script that you sent me.
Yeah, I wish I had fleshed it out so the reading would be more interesting, but...
we gotta think of how to do this. Okay, enter scene. Sonic walks into a room and says, "Finally, I've reached the end, the Black Knight."
Oh, now you done it.
Now, hold on, you gotta introduce yourself. You have to be like...
Okay.
Then the...
Well, he's already standing there, okay.
You have to let people know he's standing there. They don't know that.
Black Knight, menacingly looking over Sonic. Is that good enough?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
You know, if you wrote out something great, I could read it just fine. I'm not going to come up with something great on the fly here.
Just say what he said. Just say what you wrote.
Oh, now you done it.
He reveals that he's actually black.
No, see, there you would have said something like, raising his mask and standing
right,
out of the shadow,
you know,
and standing out of the shadows.
Forget it. Gosh.
All right.
All right. Well, for every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different, and majorly so. We had a lot of great comments. Can I just say that? Am I allowed on this show?
No, not at all.
We had horrible comments. All right.
Yes.
Horrible comments. No, you guys were great. I was cracking up a lot, and my comment of the week is going to go to Bad Nick Hunter, who said, "Nice podcast, guys. May I just say that it is, in fact, possible to listen to all the podcasts in 1 week. There are about 30 minutes in each podcast, and besides this one, there are 68 podcasts, so that makes it about 2,040 minutes of listening to podcasts. Now, considering I had the podcast on my iPod, I was able to listen to the podcast for about 7 hours straight a day while I was doing other things. I might add, so you don't think I'm just some freak." That's...
Oh, no.
That's 49 hours in 1 week, which is 2,940 minutes. Enough to listen to the whole podcast. Thanks for allowing me to bore you with my long explanation to how I was able to listen to all the podcasts in a week. Talk about being a devoted listener. If you didn't notice, I'm kind of aiming for a suggestion box. That
well,
is,
you got it.
Like, I think I would literally throw up if I listened to it that much.
Listen to yourself for 50 hours.
Because that was happening to me. That was happening to me because when I was... getting
yep.
prepared for our 1 year podcast anniversary, I was listening to all of them, and granted there were only like what 40 at the time, and like I just couldn't do it after a while. I'm like, oh geez, I can't go on. It's like Bungie used to have like a play till you puke policy, and I was going through the same thing basically. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Well, and you you said, well, Tim, you go through the even ones, and I'll go through the odd ones.
Yeah.
I think I got through,
like,
one and a half.
Yeah. You get through two, dude.
Like, yeah, I can't listen anymore. I'm sorry. Yeah.
But I'm glad you guys like the show, though. I mean, maybe it's because I already... No, I can't. No. It's just... That is some serious commit right there. So, Bad Nick Hunter, props to your name, and thanks for being a devoted listener as well.
You know what would be helpful for someone like Bad Nick Hunter? If he could listen to them all again and transcribe them into Word documents.
We could do a search.
Then we could do actual searches.
So I can make another.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be so much easier to find things for the annual Nubby Awards if we could just do a text search for it.
Totally. Because after the first Nubby Awards, I said to myself, you know, I should just write out Keith. Like when I'm editing the podcast, mm-hmm. I should make a note of funny things that happen for future reference.
Yeah, and you have.
Haven't been doing that, and I'm like, oh, I'll just wait till next time. Like, no, Ray, just you gotta start somewhere.
Start.
I really should. Yeah.
Nominate. We should have nominations. That's what we should do.
Well, that's what we did before. That's why we said if you guys have a favorite part, let us know.
Yeah, but we gotta put the word out now so people.
That's a good point. Yeah, if they have something. Yeah, exactly.
Well, my comment of the week goes to John Kind, who said, "I had to say, I like the comic a lot. Great stuff. As for the Black Knight, wouldn't it be great if he was the new Sonic sidekick in the game, like Knuckles or Chip? He could spout lines like, have at thee, or I'll bite your legs off, when he and Sonic come upon an enemy. Surely the Black Knight could perform a spin dash."
He could, like, hop. Yeah, he could hop around and...
Oh, yeah. Know, like,
he could basically be Chip. Oh, that's... Yeah, dude, did I send you that link of the...
Yes, you did.
Oh, man, okay. Black Doom Award. We'll come back to that then. Remind me.
How many
that.
Black Doom Awards do you get? This is not fair. See what he does to me, people.
Every week, something horrible about Sonic is revealed, and I just put it in a tab. And we definitely need to bring that up.
Well, I have something that doesn't really fit into any of your little piddly categories. So
that's not surprising.
I'm just gonna say it. I thought it was pretty notable that. The Penny Arcade guys were honored by the Washington State Senate this week. Did you see that?
So you're saying this can't be a This Just In?
No.
This Just In?
Ugh, fine.
That's right. News from the world of gaming that you need to know.
Yeah, this time it's more specifically the world of gaming webcomics.
You know what? Just get to it. Just get to it. I don't want to hear your crap.
You know what? You do your little dumb intros every time.
Yeah, and I can't write, because you don't write. You're like, oh man, if you wrote this stuff out, it'd be so much easier. You're the script writer, dude. Get on it.
This is your podcast, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, before I was rudely interrupted by my counterpart, in the world of gaming webcomics...
You need some help with your scripts?
And that'll do it for this week's edition of 2P Star Live.
He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, no Musical Misfits? No. Oh, it's not actually over. Okay, go ahead.
No, nothing. No Black Doom. Everyone's going to be upset with you, Ray.
I had my Black Doom. They'll just be mad at you.
I think they'd be more mad at you. Anyhow, Jerry Hawkins, Mike Krahulik.
I'm starting to think that maybe this segment should just be the Ray Annoys Tim segment.
That's what it's become.
I got some music for this. Ready?
Yeah. That was awesome.
You can't hear it, but trust me, it's hilarious.
Oh, it's funny. I'm laughing. Can't you tell? This is great stuff. So, you just said something was just in. Why don't you go ahead and introduce it?
Yeah, so, Tim has an exciting announcement about a Penny Arcade issue that's come up. Tim, why don't you fill us in on that?
Wow, that's really nice of you to kind of give me that kind introduction, and you're going to just shut up now and not...
I wrote the script for you there. Aren't you happy?
Thanks. Because apparently it wasn't good enough when I said it. Are we ready? I was pretty impressed. The Washington State Senate... did their whole whereas so-and-so did this and this and this in their big assembly, and they honored Penny Arcade for what they've done for the state of Washington, which was the right thing to do, seeing as, 60,000 gamers went to PAX last year.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly helps the economy of the state, and they've given away $4.5 million to Child's Play charity. So I was... surprised, because the comic is so... I think if any of them had actually read the comic...
Right.
They'd worry about their political career if they said, yeah, we want to honor these guys,
right.
But I doubt they bothered. It's pretty interesting looking at these old politicians talking about this new medium. And when I was a kid, they had old comic books, and they say some pretty funny stuff there trying to understand video games. But right. It's cool that they did that, and it just shows how huge they've become and how important the internet is, and what they've done for, I don't know, for themselves, putting themselves into a position where they really are a huge influence on a huge industry, you know?
Yep. Yeah. No, that's great. We have people who'd like to stand up for what they believe in, which brings us to the Rise from Your Grave.
Rise from Your Grave.
That's right. Many two-piece Dart fans tend to lurk behind the shadows, hiding their faces by reading our... Not yet, Tim.
Hey.
Hiding their faces by reading our comics, but never leaving a single comment.
I hate Reds.
So when one finds the courage to break free and hate Ray... I'm sorry. When one finds the courage to break free from the shackles of silence, we salute you. We had a lot this week, too, which was surprising. I think it was the darkness of the comic that made people realize they're in the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Fedul said, Grave equals risen from. Reader since number 10. Obligatory, though no less serious. Nice comic, guys. NCG. Dean, who said, I'm rising from my grave. I have been an avid fan. I have been a fan for 19 full hours. And I've already went back, read all the comments, and listened to all the podcasts. P.S. I've actually been a fan for about 14 months. Nice to have you on board, you two. Also, Gmaster7 said, Hey, Tim and Ray, I've been following the site since sometime 2 years ago, but I've never felt the time was right to say hello. With the addition of the Rise from Your Grave segment, great Altered Beast reference, by the way, I decided that the time was finally right. You guys do a lot of great work, and the comics make me laugh every week. Still, I have to say that the podcasts are my favorite part of the site. You hear that, Tim?
Wait, what? I missed that part. keep going.
When you guys get going, I have to laugh out loud right along with you. It makes for some uncomfortable bus rides. Keep up the good work and keep doing what you do best. The site has come a long way, and so has your relationship with Tim. I mean, your readership. I think that we've all enjoyed watching Tubi start grow in popularity, and whenever we see you in the Joystick webcomic wrap-up, I think we regular readers feel a bit proud. I'll keep reading and showing your comics to friends, and I'll try to comment a bit more now that I'm in the fold. Good luck with the comic, and thanks for the laughs. Thank you, Gmaster7. Very kind of you. And finally, RaceFreak265, who said, Well, I guess it's time for me to rise from my grave. I've been a fan of this site since comic number 64, and I quickly looked at the rest. The comics are almost always a good laugh, even jokes that I don't get. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Thank you all. Great to have you guys show up.
Well, it's always nice to know that there's people that have been around for a while and
finally
commenting. It's like, wow, there's people we don't even know about. I mean, obviously, but people that are loyal readers that, you know, enjoy everything we do, but we just don't know about it.
Especially when it comes to the podcast. I mean, it's one thing to have people read the webcomic, but to hold on to the podcast so much, I mean, that's also a big thing for me. Because that takes some serious dedication.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work to do that stuff. With the comic, you just show up for about 10 seconds and you're done. But with podcasts, you're in it for the long haul. So I really appreciate all of you guys. Honestly, we are very happy that you guys are reading and listening, and it means a lot. It really does. Here it is. It's cold and rainy. It's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Whoa.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible
choice. All right, get on with it. You say this every week.
Made related to video games, in honor of the worst characters Sonic Team has ever created. Caliburn. I mean, Black Doom.
That's a new one. That's good.
Well, my Black Doom Award is going to go to Sonic Team, because recently we found some, or at least I discovered, some concept artwork for Sonic the Werehog and concept artwork for Chip. And it's just depressing to see. Because, A, I mean, you saw these pictures, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad to see what else was going through their mind, you know? Like, it's one thing if you think they're going for something really cool and then they had to dumb it down. It's another thing if they do really horrible ideas and then it evens out to be okay by the end. Like, all, there's like probably like 30 different versions of Chip, and they're all scary little creatures, because you're like, oh my gosh, all of those characters look stupid and annoying, and I wouldn't want any of them in a Sonic game. But yet, this was what was on their mind, as this would be a good character to follow Sonic with.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I kind of hope that there's like hundreds of other sketches in totally different realms of thought, you know, and they just didn't show that to us. And once they decided, you know, we think we're going to go with something cutesy, they came up with like, you know, 30 renditions of the same thing, you know. But
I mean, they have like the Werehog with a whole bunch of chains around him. Like,
those were
huge,
all pretty
chains
bad.
And padlocks. And it's like, and you expect me to believe that, like, he could transform into that every time? I mean, it's bad enough that he transforms and his shoes change. I mean, but, like, chains suddenly appear, too? It's just weird.
Yeah.
And then to have heard recently that they're thinking about bringing back the Werehog.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that's a Black Doom Award on its... I mean, that's, like, 3 Black Doom Awards for Sonic Team this week. But... Or, okay, 2 for them, 1 for the horrible fans. But the... And I know some of our comments was like, no, listen, guys, it's like... If they did a Sonic Unleashed 2, there'd be the Werehog. I'm like, exactly.
But why are you even talking about
exactly. It? Like, that's the problem. If there's one thing to learn from the reviews...
It's never do it again.
It's like, don't use that character or anything remotely like it ever. Like, that's just... But we were talking about, you know, they should just make his own game. That's going to be the sequel. Sonic the Werehog.
Yeah.
That he'll just have his own game.
They'll say,
save
we
us
need
the
to get
trouble
those
of playing through
pesky,
it.
Pesky speed levels out of here, because that would just bog down the real gameplay. The stretchy arms.
But he'll have a sword this time. And then it'll be like a God of War game, right? It'll even be in better, because he'll have different weapons to swing around.
Oh, yeah.
He can use the chains. The chains off his chest. He can swing those around and hit people.
Then you could really bring back Crush 40 and kind of just do some dark Crush 40 music.
You know,
yeah.
There should be like an evil Werehog called Shadow the Werehog. And at the end, he could transform
I would
into
love
a
to
giant
see
monster.
Somebody, I would love to see somebody draw Werehog or Were versions of all of the Sonic realm, like Were Tails, you know?
Robotnik the Werehog, yeah, exactly. Or the Werewolf for Robotnik.
Yeah. All Wear right. Knuckles. Yeah.
What's great. Your Black Doom Award, Tim?
Oh, boy. Well, it's going to have to go to GameStop. Well, you see, Amazon recently announced they're going to test out this trade-in program over the internet. So you look up how much your game is worth, you box it up and ship it to Amazon. They'll send you your money or give you your credit, basically. And they'll sell it for some sort of profit online, right? Sounds reasonable?
Right.
Okay, I mean, sounds reasonable. That's a good thought. There's a lot of money to be made in used games. So the CEO of GameStop, Dan DeMatteo, says, I give the probability of this working at 0. And... He then explained that they tried this themselves at one point a few years ago, and it didn't work out. And he said, with consumers, there's an immediacy for currency when they want to buy a new game. Okay, first of all, there's something called eBay, and there's a lot of used games for sale on eBay. So don't give me this crap about, there's an immediacy for currency when they want to buy a new game.
I mean, I can understand the logic that a lot of the kids that trade in their games at GameStop are younger kids that, you know, just
it's either people that
mind,
are lazy,
yeah, they just
or,
don't mind walking
yeah.
in and like, you know what? Yes, I will trade in everything I own for $10. You know, and they're willing to.
You're
make
an
that
idiot
trade.
To do that, but
right?
Fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
And so I can understand that part of it because they'd be like, you know what? I just don't have the time to wait to get money. When I send this off
right.
to Amazon, so...
But to say there's no market for it...
Totally, yeah.
The probability of this working is 0. Well, let me just put it this way, GameStop CEO. Maybe Amazon is better at running their company than you are. A few years ago, I got a GameStop gift certificate. Guess what? You can't use it online. Okay? A gift card that doesn't work online. And they even
now,
have a little notice on there.
Have you tried selling that on Amazon yet?
I could probably get good money for it. But, you know, if it's not surprising that a few years ago, back when GameStop didn't accept gift cards online, that their trade-in program didn't work. Maybe that's because they had a crappy website that nobody would want to use.
Right.
Like so ours. Maybe Amazon is going to be successful. Maybe there's a 1% chance. I don't know. But, you know, obviously he's shaking in his boots because the day this was announced, their stock dropped 13%.
Oh, yeah, it just fell. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So,
bail out.
Pretty interesting.
Bail out.
Yeah, they need to bail out.
All right. And finally, we would like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some great video game songs have been lost in the shuffle over time, and we play one in full after the show's over for those who are interested. I get to trade off every other week with our listeners' suggestions, so you guys can enjoy my choice of Zeboom from the Dreamcast title Toy Commander. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week, hopefully, maybe, partially. We're a little worried, but hopefully we'll be there.
We'll see. We'll do our best.
All right. Bye-bye. We'll be right back. Hey now. So,
Don't.
Oh my gosh.
Unfortunately, you have to edit that out every single time.
I know, we can't use it. Oh, it's so funny though.
It'll be our little joke.
Oh man, yeah.